Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Thayer.
I respect Matt Nagy and his advisor.
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
There was one time we were playing Tampa short yardage goal line. I was in the end zone waiting for Harbaugh to throw me the ball. Instead of throwing the ball, he ran it in. And I go, Jim, you could have padded your stats by throwing me a one-yard pass.
He goes,
I know, but I thought you'd drop it.
Did you think you had good hands?
I know I did.
41-12.
Look at these things.
1985 Super Bowl champion.
Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans.
Tom Thayer with Molly and Hall on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's humiliating to have to talk to Tom Thayer, to drag him down to our level. He's just too great a man, and yet we welcome him now to The Score Hotline, which is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Tom, we're not worthy.
right, you're not, man. Come on, Molly.
We're all
worthy on a day after a Green Bay loss.
That was an awful loss, and you know, David's right. There was a point there where you thought they got a shot here, and then that disappeared awful quick. I don't know, Tom. You sounded like you were in ill temperament as you did the game. You sounded like you were getting increasingly frustrated too.
Well, I don't know. You can't have a self-created mistakes against the Green Bay Packers, but against Aaron Rodgers. You know, I think for the most part, the Bears were playing a super competitive game. And then, Jeff and I are disagreement about this, because I think the Mario Edwards Jr. penalty was a mistake, even though it was early in the game. It was the first play of the drive. You give Aaron Rodgers extra yards, and then they convert that into a touchdown, and then they start gaining some momentum. You just don't have the luxury of creating your own mistakes. Yeah, you know, if you're, you know, putting the wrong coverage, if maybe you miss a tackle, or, you know, you have some type of mistake offensively, then you try to overcome that. But you just can't create extra opportunities, extra series of downs, a change in field position against these guys. And from, I remember when we were flying home from Las Vegas last week, Jeff was talking that you have to play a perfect game against Aaron Rodgers in order to beat them. And, it was not a perfect game. And, some of the mistakes and maybe some lack of secondary tackling came back to haunt you and, you know, just created field position for Aaron to take advantage of.
And Tom, just so we're clear, you reacted to the Mario Edwards Jr. penalty, I think, by saying get him off the field. What do they do now? Do they keep him off their game day roster? How do you react to somebody who has shown a penchant for not having discipline and having these calls against him?
You know, I mean, you know, the coaches are in control, and you know, you have to kind of send a real, you know, and listen, man, I love the way Mario plays. I just don't like the way he plays after the whistle, and it's not acceptable. And, you know, give Eddie Goldman more snaps, play Kyrus Tonga. You know, if you have to keep him on the sidelines for a game, you know, maybe that's the way you have to, you know, try to send a message to everybody that you expect them to play better. You expect them to play to a higher standard, and you expect them to have some discipline after the whistle. And, you know, that's the same message that every coach across the face of football, from, you know, from the freshman football teams all the way through the NFL teams. And it's, you know, self-discipline is really an important part of professional sport discipline.
What did you think of Aaron Rodgers saying, "I own you," after scoring that touchdown? I believe he said, I've owned you my whole life. I still own you," whatever sequence it was. Those were the words that he said. As an alum, what do you think?
It's true. You know, I mean, listen, the record speaks for itself. You know, the whole time we sit there and do the 3-hour pregame show and they talk about all the records he's amassed against the Bears, what his win-loss record is against the Bears. And then he turns the corner on a quarterback run, gets hit at the pylon, pushed out of bounds. I think that's his first reaction, you know, to the crowd jumping on him and being, you know, 6 or 8 feet away from the edge of the stadium and the crowd, you know, right there. So, listen, man, Aaron Rodgers, he's got the luxury of football life to say that to the crowd. And if it was me, I'd probably say the same thing. And I know back in the day when we would go into an opponent's stadium and we would, beat the guys, whether it be, you know, playing the Tampas of that era or the Detroits of that era or whomever it was, you know, we had a lot of, that's just part of the sport. You know, we had a lot of guys that, you know, answered the fans too when they were saying negative stuff to them.
Tom, after the Raiders' victory, we celebrated the Bears embracing their identity, which seemed to be power football, more physical up front, running the ball. And yesterday, I feel like their balance wasn't out of whack. I mean, they had Khalil Herbert having 19 carries, 97 yards, and they seemed to run the ball effectively. And then you look at the scoreboard and you think, how do they only have 14 points? What went wrong here? Why do they not have more? How would you assess why they haven't been able to get in the end zone even after they seemingly have found this identity that includes running the ball more than they have?
You know, when you're trying to take advantage of what they're offering you, you have some good runs by Khalil Herbert, and then they're trying to take advantage of a young, inexperienced quarterback by putting multiple bodies at the line of scrimmage, keeping your offensive line thinking and making your backs responsible for some blocking assignments. So then you set up a screen to take advantage of their over-aggressive rush. And it was really set up well. And then they had an inefficient pass thrown to Khalil Herbert and the play blows up. If you can capitalize on what your opponent is doing against you with some big plays to take their defense out of a rhythm, that's the way you're going to gain more opportunities, first downs, and really effectiveness of your offense. And, some of those types of plays, they had one to Khalil Herbert, then they had one to, I don't know if it was Damian Bird or Marquise Goodwin, where they threw a little outlet pass that, you know, was underthrown and dropped. So, you got to try to play as perfect football as you can, and I know it's impossible, but, you know, when you miss David Montgomery, you miss Damian Williams, you put a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of Khalil Herbert, which I like his performance. I like everything he did. I like his willingness to go out there and do everything asked of it. But I still think that Justin is in the mental development stages of how to face different defenses, where they're going to line up on the line of scrimmages, where your vulnerabilities and your weakest blocking point is, all those types of things. But then, you have such a simple play like that bootleg that they ran the third play of the game to Cole Kmet. Why only once? You know, why wouldn't you take the plethora of tight ends you have and run that play multiple times until they stop it? I think any time that you put the ball in the hands of the receivers at an advantage position, you have an opportunity to make bigger plays, and then you're going to change the configuration of how they're going to be able to play at or near the line of scrimmage. So I think, it's all the moving parts, but you got to put Justin in a position where he's got a easily identified route from the time you start your cadence.
I thought that Jalen Johnson did an excellent job defending against Davante Adams, who is a real huge part of their offense. And then, you know, it was hard to figure out what happened on the 41-yarder at the end of the game there that led to the touchdown. It looked like, and again, I'm not there and I don't know this, but it looked as if he was handing the player off to the safety, but it was, he said it was his responsibility, blamed himself for it. He didn't put it on Eddie Jackson, who threw a shoulder at the guy, and that wound up, he got another like 10 yards after that, but he stepped out of bounds. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, Molly, first of all, you know, if you have to go back to the 17th play, and that was a big place to Davante Adams, before the snap of the ball, even though he was so far back, he was out of the mix, Eddie Jackson, you know, made a beeline for the sideline route, which is a much smaller window of opportunity for success of that play. And Aaron Rodgers took advantage of where the leverage was of Jalen Johnson and allowed Davante Adams go to break to the inside, where there was no safety in place, where it was a play, you know, he threw him the ball and then there was a big run after catch. I think if you're going to try to, you're not going to be able to fool Aaron Rodgers. As soon as he sees the safeties move during his cadence, he has the opportunity to kind of settle down the pace of his cadence and let the safety get out of position and then take advantage of a play like Davante Adams. So, there's a play, another one of the plays that, the safety on the 42nd play, the safety's lined up 25 yards off the line of scrimmage. He's not in the mix. There is no way that he can help before you make the completion. So, I mean, you got to get to the position where you're lined up in a position where you become a distraction to the quarterback or even taken away the opportunity to attack a certain position because the safety's in no man's land. So, you know, again, we're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. And when he goes to the line of scrimmage and he knows he has time on the play clock, he'll mess with the defenders up until 2 seconds left in the play clock, snap it, and then take advantage of you being out of position.
Absolutely. But thank you, Tom, because I always wonder, why are the Bears safeties lined up in the 708 area code? It seems like they are so deep. Even though Aaron Rodgers is who he is, just is so frustrating to see. They're not going to make an impact on any kind of play into the situation. Okay, I'm sorry. What was your most disappointing aspect of yesterday, Tom, and is it correctable?
I think willing forcible tackles by the safeties and the defensive backs. I think when you look at a couple of those big runs, you see that there's contact made with Dylan. I know he's a big guy, and there's no denying it. He's a 250-pound guy. Aaron Jones, when he catches an outlet pass, and instead of Tashaun Gibson Sr. taking a lower trajectory of the aiming point, he stands up high hesitation, and he stiffed arm out of the way, and then it results in a touchdown. So to me, I think when you look at the reputation of safeties around the league, if you don't bring it, you're just bouncing off. So to me, as well as the front seven played, no matter who the personnel that was in the game, you got to be complimented by the willingness to tackle by the defensive back positions.
Why wasn't Tonga included in the roster for that game?
Because Akeem was active. I think that you only have the ability to activate so many defensive linemen according to the rotation of what you call a 34 defense. And then when you go to a four-man pass rush, you're only using two down linemen. And you have Mario, you have Blau Nichols, you have Akeem, and then you have the versatility in the way they've been lining up with Robert Quinn and Khalil. Their beginning spot of their lineup, Robert Quinn lined up over the guard or, you know, even on the inside shoulder of the tackle a couple times. So, you know, versatility, and then you need more playmakers on the back end against a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
Tom, what is the lesson for Justin Fields on the quote unquote free play in which he threw an interception.
Wow.
Well, you know, hopefully the officials could keep their eye on the line of scrimmage. I like what Justin did, because that's what's preached to him constantly in practice. When they're in training camp, they get a guy to jump. We've seen Aaron Rodgers make a career out of taking advantage of that. And the guy was in the neutral zone. There's no doubt about it. I've looked at the play 15 times from every angle. And so he was just trying to capitalize. And listen, if you have the side judges that are standing along the sideline, these guys throw flags that you may not see them in out of your peripheral vision. Every single guy on the offense was assuming that the defensive lineman was in the neutral zone offsides. Let's try to take advantage of it. I guess, you know, the only thing he could do is, if he wasn't 100% sure, make sure you throw it, you know, all the way out of bounds, or get outside the tackle box and throw it beyond the line of scrimmage. I don't want to take that aggressiveness away from him, because I think that's an innate trait that some quarterbacks have, and some quarterbacks have a hard time learning.
Bears beat Tampa last year. They open as a 12.5-point favorite. That's not good.
Oh, they're going to crush them. They're going to go down there, and they're going to make Tom Brady's 44-year-old legs look like he's 54.
That's awesome.
I like it.
Talking trash from Tom there. Hey, Tom, thanks for the brownie yesterday. It was great.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, good, man. Enjoy those. You take them off of my waistline and put them on yours.
They're there.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, man. See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.